The Obuasi municipality has consistently been ranked national best in the BECE, except in 2008 when it ranked second best. This feat has been perceived by some as questionable, in that pupils are privy to questions ahead of the exams, and that makes them pass always. Education partners in Obuasi believe their performance is simply a reflection of commitment from teachers, pupils and parents. Rebecca Kpe was in Obuasi, where she posed the question to the headmaster of Anglo Gold Ashanti School, Rosu Jambara, to explain why the perception that schools there are privy to questions ahead of the BECE.
Well, that may be a perception. I cannot confirm whether people have prior knowledge to questions or not. A school formed and then funded by Anglo Gold Ashanti. And we all know Anglo Gold Ashanti is governed by values, safety, the dignity and respect and other things. We also sign what we call contract. Contract has something to do with conflict of interest and any other thing that will undermine the dignity and, for that matter, the face of the company. And our performance is a true performance, which has nothing to do with other things that people are perceived to be doing. I can say for sure that given the kind of training we've had with our children, the commitment from our teachers, and the supervisory role from the headmaster, we don't have any fears about examinations. Our results are excellent, 100% performance. We are not just interested in our 100% performance, but we go into details and want to analyze and find out how many of our candidates are getting 9 words, how many of them are getting 8 words. That's where our interest is.
And you're saying that the students here get everything free. How does that work out, that they get everything free and they still get the quality and all of them pass the BCE and make it to the big schools and still do well?
Yeah, Anglo Gold Ashanti decided to fund the school in all aspects of our stay here. Salaries, teacher motivation, textbooks, everything. So if you have got all these things free, then what reason do you have not to perform? For that matter, the headmaster will have to put in place all the necessary mechanisms that will ensure that performance will be up. The thing is that if you are giving things free, then your benefactor will expect something from you. So the only way we can thank management is to ensure that we perform. That is it.
And I also noticed that when we got here, we saw nurses screening some of your teachers.
Yeah.
And I understand that is for hepatitis B.
Yes.
We did not find that in other schools that we visited, so obviously that's different. Why such an exercise, and what is it supposed to do to the pupils as well as your teachers, Mr. Rosu Jamra?
Anglo Gold, as part of its way of motivating workers to deliver, want to ensure that the staff and their dependents are healthy. So they instituted this HIV / hepatitis B screening and vaccination exercise for the past 3, 4, 5 years. Because the whole concept is that if the worker is sick, he'll be absent. It will affect productivity. Similarly, if they are sick as well, it will take Anglo Gold Ashanti whole chunks of money to be able to treat them. So why don't we prevent the sickness in the first place?
The instability right now with the Anglo Gold and the issues about the mining industry, will that affect enrollment?
Given the current development, it may affect enrollment in the sense that if workers leave the company, the feeling is that if they are not located in Obuasi and they decide to move to wherever they came from, the tendency for them to go along with their children will be high. And by extension, it can affect enrollment. But that should not affect our running of the school. All we need to do is to invite the public to come. So we don't anticipate any. The students are ready. We have a bussing system that attracts the children. They bring them and then they come for them every day. So who would not want to come here? Everybody wants to come. That was why I left GES to come to this school.